Welcome to another Carlin's Live Sports Show. I'm up at Laidlaw.
Sean Carlin.
We got a guest.
We do have a guest. We haven't had a guest for a while.
Not for at least 4 weeks.
It's been a little while. So let's welcome Justin Simmons to our program.
Hey, thank you very much. Pleasure to be part of it.
Welcome. Now, we're actually doing a hockey story.
I know, and I don't think I've been thinking about this, but I'm not sure we've ever talked about hockey before. And that's when, now I want to set the scene because Justin, most people probably know if they do listen, which I don't think we have any listeners, but just in case there are, they would know I'm involved with Trinity. Justin is also a teacher at Trinity College, but he's heavily involved in our hockey program. And just last week, we had teams who are now state champions. And, and Justin is so passionate and excited about hockey that I thought we should get him on to talk about that a little bit, but also hockey generally.
So what do state champions mean? What grade was it and how did they become state champions?
Yeah, well, we're fortunate enough that we won 2 titles this year and it's the first time we've won any titles in the state competitions. So this is part of what is known as the knockout sport competition.
Yep.
So in the knockout sport competition, schools from all the way across the state compete against each other, knock each other out at different stages and ultimately progress through to the finals. So for hockey, it's not a huge number of schools that are involved in it. I think we were looking at around 10 to 15 in each of the competitions that we won. We had our preliminary games that we played here at Trinity and progressed through to the state finals with 3 other teams in a round-robin format with a final at the State Hockey Centre at Jepps Cross just last week.
So which years?
Yeah, so the years that we had those in, we had a year 7 and 8 and 9 team, 7, 8 and 9 team and an open team, and they were mixed gender. So in mixed gender, you have to have 5 girls, 5 boys on field at all times.
Cool.
I think that's one of the great things about hockey at school level is that it is a truly mixed competition and it is a fair representation of both genders. So, and Trinity have had great boys and girls hockey teams, so it's great that they actually play together successfully.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Justin, you've been in charge of the hockey program here at Trinity since 2011?
Yeah, I've been running it from 2011 through to just the end of last year, and we've now got Cascott Solis, who's really passionate about it, and I'm overseeing the older age group in that. Yep.
Now, you were telling me before off-air that you started playing at Cadena Primary School as an 8-year-old.
As an 8-year-old, yep.
That's a long involvement.
Very, very long involvement. It all started because my friends were talking about going out to hockey and really enjoying it. One of them is relatively well known now, and that's Andrew Costello, known as Cozzy from the radio.
Channel 7 now, used to be Channel 9.
Right, yeah. Yep. So he was fairly well known. He was one of the ones who encouraged me to go out there and have a go at it. And ended up falling in love with it and have followed hockey the whole way through to the end of year 12 at Kadena before moving to Adelaide for study.
So how long have you been a teacher here at Trinity? Obviously before 2011.
Yeah, so I started in 2008 at Trinity in my 8th year of teaching and have been at the South School. Spent a bit of time in those first 3 years coaching cricket as my co-cricket involvement and then was offered the chance to pick up the hockey coordinator from 2011 onwards and grabbed it and really fell back in love with hockey again after a long time away from it.
Now, this area, again, I have not had that much to do with hockey, but working and living in Gawler, I've been very conscious of the fact that this region, the Barossa region, has a fairly strong hockey competition and we've had a number of staff play as well. So tell us a little bit about the local competition and its role in Hockey SA.
Yeah, the local competition is really important. So the Barossa Valley Hockey Association is where most of the people locally here participate. Recently, the Barossa Valley has competed in the country championships and been extremely successful. They've won several times at the open age group. And in last year's under 13 state championship, the Barossa region's team won the state championship for the boys, were runner-up in the girls, and that was competing against all comers. So that meant they were competing against Adelaide Hockey Club, Port Adelaide Hockey Club, all these really big clubs that are part of the Metro Comp as well as the regional comp. And so the under-13 boys were the winners in 2021 and the girls the runner-up. It was a really, really good achievement for the local community.
Now, Trinity College luckily now has a synthetic surface and I know for a long time there was a big push to get a synthetic surface in our region. How did I mean, that must have, I mean, again, I'm not trying to make this a Trinity show, because it was more than just Trinity, wasn't it, in terms of getting that synthetic surface here?
Yeah, absolutely. We wouldn't have been able to get the surface here without the support of the Barossa Valley Hockey Association, as well as the Gawler Hockey Club. And so the partnership between those three organisations enabled us to be successful in getting a grant from the state government, which was enough to be able to bring it into reality, that idea of having a hockey pitch. And so the hockey pitch was finished off in 2018. From memory, 2018, and we've been, you know, really fortunate enough to have our own facility here on site that we can use to develop our players.
So, what is the difference between glass and synthetic? What is it a plus?
Absolutely, it's a really different game. So, on the grass, the ball is much slower movement, and it doesn't move as consistently. So, typically, what will happen is the ball will bobble up and down as it rolls along the ground on the grass. On the AstroTurf, it's smooth, it's quick, and it allows for the players to demonstrate a whole bunch more skills. We usually still use grass for the younger age groups. It's a pretty good place to learn how to trap while you're in an upright position. So in an upright position, it means that you're more likely to be able to move on the ball quickly from receiving it. So there's some advantages in learning on grass, but really at the higher level, you need to be able to have the ball on the ground and be able to move it quickly, directionally, left, right, up in the air, and be able to demonstrate those sort of skills that allow you to eliminate other players in play.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned was coaching, and in 2019 you coached the under-13 State Girls. Tell us how you got involved with doing that job.
It's something I've always actually really desperately wanted to do, was to go and coach a state team. It came about partly... it was opportunistic that it reached a point in time where they were really searching around trying to find someone, and the timing and everything aligned with when I could fit that in around family commitments. So my wife was on long service leave at the time, so it meant that we could justify me going away for 2 weeks to be able to do that. And it all really came about from the coaching of the girls here at Trinity. So I've been coaching our first 11 girls team since 2012. And established a team. We didn't have a girls team separate from the rest. And so we established that team right from that point forward, and really had a lot of success over those years. So very fortunate to get the opportunity to be able to do that for Hockey SA and be able to represent the state.
Now, hockey, I mean, it's interesting, us three sitting around this table, because we're all have interest in sports that we were not going to say they're not mainstream sports, are they? Like athletics, baseball, hockey. And interestingly, hockey, when we come to things like the Olympics, is one of our premier sports, isn't it? And watching the Olympics in Tokyo again just recently, I'm always amazed by the hockey, like the skill level and the speed. And also, I say the athleticism of the players is outstanding. And I always think, isn't it a shame that we have produced all these great teams over the years and hockey just doesn't get that representation in mainstream media?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's at the Olympic level, that international level, it's one of the fastest games that's been played at any of the Olympic sports. I mean, badminton gets, in terms of shuttlecock movement and things like that, is really quick. But as a game of players, it moves so much quicker than if you compare it to, say, soccer, which has got a similar game style with the invasion game and having, you know, goals at the opposite ends that you want to move to. Hockey can be incredibly fast because that ball speed is just ridiculous. And we also got rid of the offside rule about 20 years ago, and getting rid of the offside rule meant that the field can be stretched really, really quickly and the ball can just go from one end to another very, very rapidly, and it really does change the way that the game is played.
And, of course, Australia, men and women have dominated well, is it fair to say dominated international hockey over, say, the last 15 to 20 years?
I'd say the men have dominated in the last 15 to 20 years, but interestingly enough, they haven't won a lot of gold medals at the Olympics in that 15 to 20 years. They've done such a great job. I think they only won in Athens was the only year that they managed to get the gold. But they've always been really competitive.
They've been close, but no cigar.
Oh, it was heartbreaking watching them in London, not Tokyo, sorry, this last round of Olympics. It was heartbreaking because they worked so hard to get that gold and unfortunately lost it in the shootout. And I think the men...
To me, they were the... big favourites. Like, they had been playing so well. And shootouts, I mean, we saw the other day, we talked about the Socceroos winning against Peru, but that's good. But shootouts can be so heartbreaking.
They certainly can. And the hockey shootout is an interesting format. I don't know if you really paid much attention to it before.
It is so – I love it because it's a real one-on-one, isn't it?
It is. It's a one-on-one – for those people who don't know, it's a one-on-one battle taken from what we would call the 23-metre line, which is 23 metres from goal. And in hockey, you have to score from inside the circle. So they carry the ball forward and then it's one-on-one player versus goalkeeper. And it gives the goalkeeper a real chance. Whereas with soccer, in fact, I was listening this morning to the interview with the Socceroos goalkeeper coach and Andrew Redmayne. They talked through their plan, and all the plans were set in place as this player we're going left, this player we're going right, this player we're going middle. And they really had to define it to that level. The way that it works in a hockey shootout is a lot more live, and you have to respond and react to the movement of the player that you're competing against and the goalkeeper's movements, and it really does mean it's a battle of wits and you've got 8 seconds to score.
Yeah, the thing I've seen about that 8 seconds as well is that if they have a shot and they hit the player and it goes off or whatever, they can still try to get the goal.
They can. They don't often get it because it takes a fair bit of time to carry in and eliminate the goalkeeper from play. But that does happen sometimes. They hit the keeper, the ball deflects out, and they manage to get the rebound and put it in. And it brings a lot of excitement to a shootout format. And I think one of the things that's strong about that is that it rewards skill. Yeah. And if you don't reward skill in the shootout, and if it really just becomes a guessing game of left, right or centre, then it becomes a lot harder for the better team and the better players to be successful or the better goalkeeper to have a chance.
It's certainly a lot more dynamic, isn't it? It's, say the soccer goalkeeper can't move forward off that spot until the ball's been hit, whereas very much more excitement in hockey shootouts, I think.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it locks in that possibility of substituting your goalkeeper just to someone who can be bigger in the goal, like Andrew Redmayne versus a Matt Ryan type person, and occupy more space and be more of a specialist in the shootout. I think in a hockey shootout, you need to have a good goalkeeper who's quick with their feet and able to move and read play.
And while you're talking about goalkeepers, Trinity College itself has had a bit of success with some of the goalkeepers.
Yeah, we've produced an amazing number of goalkeepers. I sometimes think we should rename ourselves Goalkeeper College because we've got quite a few. So on our board at the moment, we've got Brent Carl, who Brenton Carl, who has been a goalkeeper for the Adelaide Hotshots when that was the name of the local team. Since then, we've had Sam Carr and Amy Hammond have both progressed on. Amy's done some exceptional things beyond that national level, national meaning the franchises, the Adelaide versus Perth and so on. And then Amy's been fortunate enough to be able to compete at an age international level as well and represented Australia in a series against Japan. She's done some exceptional things to be able to get to that point.
We were talking just before off air about, I did say it seems a bit a crazy thing to be a goalkeeper, but then I did rethink and think they actually have lots of padding, because one of the things that amazes me with hockey is that hard ball sticks flying around and it's not meant to be contact, is it? But the speed at which they're moving, there's often contact. And it's like maybe the goalkeepers are the smarter ones.
Maybe they are. Maybe they are. That ball is definitely hard. It's not quite as hard as a hammer, but it is definitely
hard. You've got more chance of getting hit by a hockey ball, though.
Oh, I don't know. I think if you're in the wrong spot with a hammer being thrown around the place, there's a good chance you might be a slot.
Now, just to get some clarification, Justin, when you say hammer, are you talking about hammer and nails, or are you talking about the Sean Carlin type of hammer?
I'm very much talking about the Sean Carlin type of hammer.
Well, you actually are protected when you're out there. And we try to stop people going out into the middle to actually catch hammers, for example. I mean, you might do that, Rob, but most people wouldn't.
Oh, look, I'm a journalist. I have to be on the spot, mate.
Absolutely. But I do take the point that the goalkeeper is in a pretty well-protected position. I do know some kids that their parents have said, there's no way you're playing hockey, but then when they've seen all the padding in a goalkeeper, they're like, you can be a goalkeeper.
It's amazing seeing them get all their gear on. There's a lot of stuff.
There's almost nowhere that's not covered with padding except the backs of their legs and their back. And certainly like their arms, their whole body, from the front, shorts, box, leg guards, kickers. The whole body from the front is completely protected, neck guard, helmet, the works.
You know, it's interesting. In baseball, the catcher wears a lot of gear. And, yes. It always amazed me when new catchers turn their head. And I'm thinking, don't turn your head because you're not as protected at the back.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think you do need to be really careful in hockey not to be turning around and facing away.
Well, Justin, thank you very much for your time. It's time to finish for today. We'll have you on again. So ends another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.